the afternoon. This is the Mario Solis Marriage Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Taking the day off, I'm filling in for him. I'm Aaron Hart, and now we're going to hear from Ralph Nader, disgusting idiot.
There's only one thing different about Barack Obama when it comes to being a Democratic presidential candidate. He's half African American.
Great. You know, Ralph, get off the stage. Just go. You have begun to besmirch your sterling record as a consumer rights advocate beyond repair. You got 0.38 of 1%. That would be 0.38 of 1% in 2004. It's time to quit trying to appeal to the lesser angels of the Rocky Mountain News who are looking for headlines, too. I'm sorry, Rocky, but you're a great paper, but please. Okay, we won't go into which one's my favorite. I guess you can probably guess. Post. So anyway, I just, you know, it's like, stop it. Cut it out. I know you made headlines. I know everybody except Chris Matthews kept getting your name wrong. He kept saying, the Rocky Mountain newspaper. He'd be like, no, it's the Rocky Mountain News. Anyway, hey, I can, it's in the family. My mother worked there. Come on. But it's, you know, the thing is, I just found it reprehensible. I've been mad at Ralph Nader since 2000. I will stay mad at Ralph Nader probably forever. I'll try to forgive him, but it's really hard. And I don't think he cost us the election entirely. I do believe that, you know, that certainly Al Gore made a lot of mistakes, but he stuck us with the worst president ever for 7 years. And for that, I fault him. Okay, Chris in Denver, you've been waiting a spell, and I appreciate it. Thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm swell.
Hey, I agree with your last comment there, by the way.
Yeah.
About the worst president in the last 7 years.
Oh, awful.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with him? I mean...
Well, that's a long conversation, right?
It is. It's a really long conversation, and you know what?
I don't think Gore would have been too great either, though. I hate to tell you, but
well, I am.
I'm so, but anybody would have been better than who we have in now. So
absolutely, and he has been an incredibly bad influence on our country, and I can't, you know, wait for. I love the way Keith Olbermann every night counts down to how many days we have to suffer this before we get relief.
Yep, but shame on the Democrats for not having a better candidate to ensure that we wouldn't have somebody in office like we have had in for the 7 years. So I think we have to look at both.
So which candidate was your favorite?
Anybody but the one that's in currently.
Why don't you like Barack Obama?
Oh, no. You mean currently running.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Excuse me. That happens.
You know,
I also miss things.
Well, the interesting thing is I think I used to be favorite Republican, and I don't know where I fit on the continuum now, but I sure have been had to rethink my perspective on things over the last administration. So, you know, whatever you want to read into that. Go ahead.
I tend to vote Democratic most of the time. I like to say Democratic because they call us Democrats, sort of trying to make us sound like rats. And I don't apologize for it. I'm very proud to be a liberal, and I'm very proud to be a progressive. But the reality is, I think, you know, occasionally speaking, I've voted for a Republican, particularly in more liberal states, where they will take positions like pro-choice, which I have, you know, is one of my deal breakers, you know. The environment's another one. And you know, I'm surprised at the number of women I have met who think John McCain is pro-choice. And I look at him and go, no, absolutely not pro-choice. And they're like, really? And it's like, yeah, really not. So I'm an issues-oriented voter. It just so happens, though, that I do tend to be pretty liberal and pretty progressive. So to me, although I could vote for somebody like, say, an Al Gore, who might be a little more conservative than I'm used to, although he's gotten more liberal as time has gone by, or a Joe Biden, for an example. But I think, although I've been for Barack Obama the entire election season this time, and I decided to go with my heart rather than my head. I liked him back when he wasn't making very good speeches and not doing so well in the debates. I've liked him better and better as time goes by. I wonder, though, whether we're, you know, everybody always tells us what a partisan country we are. And yeah. Growing up in rural Colorado, that was not my experience. Sure, we had arguments over, you know, at the grain elevator where my, you know, where I used to watch the adults talk politics when my dad was working. And, you know, I heard him around my own house, and my family is half Southern, so I heard it from there too. But, you know, I think we're much more together than we think. And I don't think we're as ideologically pure as people want to make us out to be. So I say welcome. If you want to vote for Barack Obama, I welcome you into the guy I'm supporting. Svold, great, good. More power to you. And if you've got qualms or problems, I want to hear them and listen to them, you know. I don't want to necessarily just shut you down. I did feel, though, as if a lot of right-wing Republicans, starting perhaps in the Reagan era, really got into a mode where they were trying to slam us down every single time we spoke. And that annoyed me, to tell you the truth.
Well, I think part of it is that we only have, as Americans, we only have two choices. You brought up about Nader, which is a good point. You know, there is another party running, but it really is meaningless. So, and all it does is usually detract votes from the party that they would be most aligned with. So, In reality, we only have two choices right now. Which
well,
is so
our
much,
system
so much,
is
somewhat sad and somewhat sad in itself, and we almost have a semi-aristocratic system as well. Because honestly, what's the chances that somebody's son is the best candidate out of 300 million people to coincidentally be the president? You know, within 2 decades later. Well, that's statistically not even arguably improbable. But once again, you know, who you know and what circles you're in has prepped you up to be the leader of the free world. So,
well, which is why I'm kind of glad that somebody with sharp elbows, rough elbows, and certainly a whale of ambition, no doubt, and an ability to speak eloquently and positions about which he is passionate and experience as a consumer, I mean, as a political citizen activist, has risen to the fore in a very short amount of time and may become president of the United States, which is pretty much the first time anybody from the land of Lincoln has done that since, oh yeah, right, Lincoln. So, you know, but no, but what I mean is it's really, that's part of the reason I'm cheering him on, is because he doesn't have a huge machine, but he's been extremely brilliant, which is why I'm not mad at him personally, for an example, for refusing public money, even though I support that. I'm glad he's raising money because he's doing it grassroots level. He's raised more money from people giving small contributions than any other way. And I like that about him. I hope he continues it with Hillary's supporters coming aboard tomorrow when they make peace and unity in New Hampshire. You know, I hope that's what happens, because that was one reason why Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, for that matter, gave me pause, is because they had a lot of big money behind them. And I don't care how good you are. Somebody gives you 50 grand, 100 grand or bundles money for you. You're not going to let them have a meeting with you in the White House? Please.
Yeah, we know the answer to that. So.
Yeah, I mean, would you do it? Would I do it? Probably not. You know, so
Not everybody has the same integrity.
No. And I would try not to, but if somebody managed to get me $100,000 for my campaign, I'd probably talk to them. I might not do what they want, but
yeah,
I would probably talk to them.
Right, you feel compelled at least to give them a shot at whatever their issues are.
At my eardrums, yeah. But
right.
And I don't like the way they have to. Most of the time, when you go after big money like that, the candidates have to commit a ludicrous amount of fundraising, you know, running across the street every 5 minutes to dial for dollars. And I would much rather have a system where we were all free of that, from, say, Senate candidacies on up. I like websites like JustSixDollars.com. You know, if all of us gave $6, we could spread it around to everybody. That'd be fine with me.
Yeah.
But I don't think everybody's going to necessarily go for that. And then you have the big problem of, well, what about the... See, I personally don't believe... I'm with Tom Hartman. I don't believe that corporations are entitled to free speech. But we'll see what happens. So where are you leaning? How are you thinking these days, as I would describe you as a maybe former Republican, now an independent?
I lean towards probably Barack a bit, although I will say that I think McCain would be a significant improvement over the Republican administration we currently have. So that's where I think I'm a little torn. But, you know, I think, you know, Barack's got some good, fresh perspective. And
are you a veteran? Because, you know, he's opposed the GI
no,
bill,
I'm not.
The new GI bill.
McCain?
Yeah,
or,
no, yeah. McCain opposed the new GI Bill. I find that appalling, and he's opposed a number of things that I find repulsive. Yep. So,
I think the whole thing is, once again, obviously everyone kind of has a partisanship that they they lean towards at any point in time in their life, and
absolutely.
And long story short, you have two choices, and there's thousands of issues, and you're probably not going to side with all of the standings of either party at any time.
And
so
nor
what
should
you. What you really have to do is kind of go with your heart and say, which one do I feel in my gut that I has the greater majority of the issues addressed in the manner that I think is best fit for my country. And, I think my gut tells me that Barack's probably has a little bit of a win in my heart, but I'm sure you'll get plenty of callers that will come in and give you compelling reasons why that's not true, or McCain, you know, is a better choice. So, I guess what I'm trying to say now is I think that we have two better. It's not like the administration we currently have, which I just think that should be pretty apparent to most that we can do so much better. So at least, you know, optimistically, I think we have two decent chances at this point.
Yep. Kiss that child for us.
I will, and the last thing that, and I won't have enough time to elaborate on it, but your comment about the death penalty, and I don't necessarily black and white have a hard line myself that I stand on this, but you did mention something about having folks suffer greater by spending their life in prison. Well, I think you just need to understand when you make a statement like that, I know that prison isn't going to be any joyride for anyone, but they've got a roof over their head. They've got three square meals. They may have cable, and they may have exercise equipment. Who knows what? But what I'm getting at is that But here's the thing: we have an issue in our country. We have some of the highest crime rates in the entire world of any industrialized nation. We have jails that are filling up. We have rising taxes, all this stuff.
And the death penalty has done nothing to stop that. Nothing.
But here's what we have to ask. What do we do to curtail the crime? So obviously what we're doing now isn't working. So whether you're saying the death penalty or not, because let's be honest, we don't really use a death penalty. I know we'll argue
early childhood education, the eradication of prejudice. Quit looking at others as if they're different. Embrace the entire panoply of people in the United States of America. And certainly pour much more money. If we poured more money into early education than we're pouring into our jails, we'd be a lot better off within a generation. By the time the young person speaking up in your house is old enough to vote, we'd have a lot better world in my mind. But it has to be spent wisely, and I'm happy to listen to some of my more conservative friends about what better ways to target our education dollars. I'm not saying we all shouldn't share in this, and some of it shouldn't be maybe privatized in some ways or another. But we need to talk, and we need to realize that that is the place to devote our money. Get them early. Teach them to love, trust, and understand. Educate, 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 and believe you me, this would be a much, much better country all around, I believe.
I appreciate your time, Aaron.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you, Chris, and thanks for circling back to the death penalty, which is where we started. Thank you so much. 619, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, as I fill in for Mario Solis, because I know he's really big on taking care of people at an early age and eradicating poverty as well, I think that it's really important to realize that we spend so much more money, and we've skipped a generation entirely on our infrastructure, as long as I'm on a soapbox. So what do I want in a president? I want an Eisenhower on the highways. I want Barack Obama to walk in and say, if he said right now, for example, that he'd spend billions of dollars making a fast track of trains throughout our country, I think everybody who's been paying higher gas prices, raise your hand, would say, yeah, because we're reaching the breaking point. It cost me to fill up my little car $52 a gallon of gas. When I first bought it 12 years ago, it was like $15. This is ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's insane. We have to stop this. But we're not. And we're not talking about the things that really matter in this country. And that's another problem entirely. So that's what I want to hear the candidates address, too, however which way they choose to debate. Now, I'm over to go out for break, so I'm going to do that now. But I really want to hear about you, about anything from you, about anything we've been talking about today. The reason that I oppose the death penalty is because I believe it's racistly applied and also applied to people more often than not who are poor. And I think that's an evil that must go. I also don't think it solves to kill. I really don't. 621, I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. But would I keep them in jail without parole for the rest of their natural lives? You betcha. It's 621 in the Mile High. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Mario Solis. Join us, 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of his show. Standing by now for AM 760 Progressive Traffic and Scott Boylan. Thank you. Hi, this is Aaron Hart. Thanks to Mario for taking the day off. It's 303-713-7600 because I love to work. And I would love to hear from you at aaron@aaronhartshow.com. If you want to join up on the mailing list, I also post missives upon occasion. More often now, I'm on hiatus from a film company I also work for. And I would love to hear from you, so please post there, aaronhartshow.com. Many thanks, too, to everybody who helped organize this show today. I'll try to get to thank them individually as we move along, too. So I'd really love to talk to you about anything we've talked about today and beyond. So it's 303-713-7600, and time to talk to Preston in Denver. Hi, Preston.
Hi, Aaron.
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Good. It's good to hear yours, too.
I want to say a couple things about Nader. I certainly don't agree with that most recent comment he made, but I think that sometimes when this sort of thing happens, we lose sight of so much of his other comments. I mean, he speaks for hours and hours and hours all over the country about all sorts of vital issues. None of that gets reported.
And the corporatocracy is awful, and I know he must be frustrated that he doesn't get talked about enough. But you know what? I prefer he researched, say, the poisoning in our food, talked about that, and got a lot of publicity.
Me too. And he does talk about it, and it largely gets ignored. And also this kind of this pattern we have of taking clips of people and then holding them up there and crucifying them for it. I mean, it could happen to you. I mean, people could go through your old...
Are you kidding? People have taken me out of context plenty of times, trust me.
You know, I can't get through a two-minute conversation on the phone with a radio host without saying something incorrectly or leaving something out. You know what I'm saying? Even with Bush.
I do.
With Bush, for example, he gets picked on because of how he says nuclear. But and I don't think that's quite fair or constructive. We should be talking about, say, nuclear power or nuclear weapons or nuclear waste. Instead,
and speaking
we
of
focus
John McCain, I don't want any more nuclear power plants. Thank you. Not until they develop brakes.
And Obama, too. He has connections with the nuclear power industry,
and
so does David Axelrod. And I think that's Nader's larger point. In that way, there are some important similarities that we shouldn't kid ourselves
there
about.
Although Obama's not as gung-ho as McCain has been. But I agree with you, and you know, what is that line from that great movie with he's Australian, you know, where he says it's the lesser of two weevils when he's looking at, I don't remember what, it's not Mutiny on the Bounty, it's something else. But anyway, you know the one I'm talking about, where he goes, my dear, we must address the lesser of two weevils. And sometimes I feel like all we have are weasels to vote for, and you have to pick the weasel you like the best. But I happen to be pretty content with this weasel is pretty content with the weasel I have to vote for. So I guess I'm pretty happy about it. I think the reason that Nader disappoints me so much is I think he took a very cheap shot. And what is talking white anyway?
Good question.
You know, is talking white saying ain't and dent? And I don't know. I don't know. Is that talking white?
I agree.
Is talking white talking as if you came from the country club? And what kind of parallel universe do we live in where Karl Rove is calling Barack Obama a martini-swilling, cigarette-smoking cool guy at the country club?
Well, one last comment, if I may.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of the movie you were referencing, but I did want to suggest a movie, and it's called An Unreasonable Man, and it's a documentary about Nader. And secondly, when Nader was getting a lot of bad press in 2004, there was an interesting article in Counterpunch called Progressives as Pawns, and it's about how many corporate lawyers and lobbyists were behind that campaign to smear Nader. very interesting stuff by a guy named Stephen Cohn.
I'm not perhaps as much of, I mean, I don't like the way corporations misbehave, but I am not anti-corporatist, nor am I an anti-capitalist.
Likewise.
So just so you know. But it is a mix, and it, a lot depends on the beholder and who's wielding the power.
How you're making the money and all that kind of stuff.
Amen, brother. But you know, I will definitely try and check that out. Thank you very much for
the
recommendation.
Aaron.
I appreciate it, as always, Preston. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Mario today on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Colin, I wanted to give you time, so if you want to call back, go ahead. I just didn't want to give you short shrift. So please call back if you're so inclined. It's 303-713-7600. Am I being too mean again to Ralph Nader? I agree. I am mean to him sometimes. I admit it. He annoys me. Lieberman must go. Tip to the progressives. I have two tips for you today. Lieberman must go, a new website developed by Connecticut Bob. Robert Greenwald from Brave New Films has started this website. It's basically Lieberman must go, and it's a new website that's basically signing a petition to say, you know, Joseph Lieberman, you are no longer a good Democrat. You deserve to be booted. Bye-bye. See ya. But can we wait until after the November elections? Because we still kind of need his vote on some things. Although him speaking at the Republican National Convention makes me feel queasy. What a sad man. Sad, 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 sad. Betraying his party principles. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Mario Solis Maric on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The number's 303-713-7600. It's basically Second Amendment, death penalty. Has Barack Obama disappointed you in any way, including about FISA? 303-713-7600. More about that coming up on The Mario Show. And now it's time for Scott Boylan's Progressive Traffic. Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mario Solis Marito will be back tomorrow, I think. He has a day off. I'm filling in today. I have another progressive tip for you. You know, I used to do something very similar to what Keith Olbermann does now in the terms of worst person in the world. And if I were going to name a worst person in the world today, it would be David Addington, longtime aide to Vice President Dick Cheney and John Yoo, who I am sure has cloven feet. I'm sure they all do. I really do. I mean, no offense to the devil. But, you know, I just really, you know, really no offense to the devil. But I think these guys are awful. And David Addington is normal, haughty, arrogant, why should I believe in the Constitution kind of way. Cheney was combative before a House committee on torture memos today, basically saying things such as, well, you're seeking legal opinion. I'm not here to render legal opinions. Your committee. The committee has its own lawyers, he added. Yeah, nice guy. What a guy. We have David Addington. Remember that name. And if you ever see anybody frog marched throughout the White House, in addition to Scooter Liberty, it ought to be David Addington, John Yoo, John Ashcroft, and a number of other people who politicized the Justice Department beyond recognition. Alberto Gonzalez, all of them should be brought up on charges. Dick Cheney, all of them, all of them, all of them, all of them. They probably never will, but that doesn't mean that they should not have been brought up on charges. And here's a funny tip of the day for progressives. This is delicious. A new format is being proposed for presidential debates by the Commission on Presidential Debates. And what they would like to do is feature a more conversational style with the 30-second responses and time buzzes from previous election years. I kind of like that idea. The debates would consist of 8 10-minute segments with the moderator proposing a topic and then allowing the candidates to discuss. That would be good because, A, John McCain is very scripted, and it would be interesting to see what he says off the cuff because he's gotten in a lot of hot water that way. That's my partisan hat showing. The other thing is that Barack Obama will be asked to sit down. Why? Because he's much taller than John McCain. And I don't necessarily like that. I think it's kind of funny, actually. And I'm short, by the way. Two of the debates will take place with candidates seated at a table. So Barack Obama, no height advantage, apparently. None of that playing basketball stuff. 303-713-7600. And I have an email for you. David Eccles writes from I'm not sure where he's writing from, actually, but he says, how quickly so many people forget our president was the man who wanted to deny our soldiers the right to practice their beliefs. It's no surprise to me that things have gotten worse under his administration. I don't think witchcraft was a religion. I think the military should rethink that decision. That was George W. Bush to ABC News on June 1999. He quotes, in response to the Wiccan service members practicing their beliefs in Fort Hood, Texas. Thank you, David, for reminding us of that. I appreciate it. And glad to see that Wiccans are on the rise and doing well. I think it's perfectly fine. As somebody of Druid and Celtic heritage who is Jewish, I'm very happy to hear that there are people practicing their beliefs that they choose or that find them or they are born to. That's what our country is all about, isn't it? 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you. Just to review some topics we've had today, we've been talking about the Second Amendment. And also, I really want to hear from you if Barack Obama has disappointed you in any way. Because I am disappointed about FISA, which he supported very strongly, the amendment backed by Christopher Dodd, and he's now backing away from Shades of the General versus the Primary. Hi, Keith. Welcome to Mario's show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Pleasure to talk to you. Where are you on the radio typically?
Well, these days I'm freelancing mainly. I used to work up here on 710 Cairo in Seattle, who, by the way, are being very courteous and loaning us studios today. I'm currently between gigs, but always looking and coming down to the wire several times on several, let's say.
Neighbors are on their way up there right now.
Yeah, cool. Well, tell them I'm working on it.
Okay. I think McCain and Barack would be stumbling over their words just as equally if they're going to be off script.
Off script, you may be right. I think he has trouble being off script as well, perhaps. But my money's on him. But I could be wrong.
Sure, I'm just kind of speaking off the cuff of what everybody's seen, kind of the obvious, I guess. But I think we're going to get a little bit of flare of both script and non-script when these debates do come.
Well, and you know what? I want to see them non-scripted. I do not want an automaton for President of the United States. I've already dealt with one that can't apparently speak English very well. So, and I'm not trying to be mean. Yes, I am being mean. I'm so tired of him, and I don't even have the energy to beat him up anymore. You know what I mean? He's been such a lousy president and such a disappointment and such, I think, a barbarian in terms of our civil rights and constitutional rights that I just want him gone. Go. Now. Quickly.
Okay.
But now, who are you supporting in the election, Keith? Who are you thinking about?
I'm a conservative, but I'm not very happy with
any of your choices, I would imagine.
Correct.
Are you looking at the Bob Barr, who I used to call Bob Barr, when he was trying to impeach President Clinton?
Probably vote the party line, but by proxy, but just because I can, hold McCain's feet to the fire more than I can Barack's, obviously. But, whoever becomes president, I'm still supportive of either one. I don't play the nanniest of the name-calling, things of that nature. I'm not into that. But, if Barack is our president, then so be it.
Do you think it's possible that it's true? I mean, today a big headline in the Rocky Mountain News, Obama leading McCain by 5 points in Colorado. Do you think, I'm excited. To tell you the truth, as a lifelong Democrat in Colorado, did we lose you? I think we may have. Actually, did we lose everything? Okay. Cool. No, we just the call. Good. No, that I've heard that noise before, and I was like, ooh. So give us a call at 303-713-7600, and sorry we dropped your call. That was not my intent. Keith, Obama's leading McCain by 5 points in Colorado. Boing! For those of us who grew up in rural Colorado, we're all going, what? We're like, boing, really? I mean, I really want to be in Colorado for the convention. I was aiming to get on the convention room floor, but once I saw how hard people older than I am, younger than I am, my same age. We're working really hard, holding Barack Obama fundraisers, bowling for Barack Obama, doing all this stuff. I went, you know, I'm just not cut out for this kind of stuff. And I've been beating the bushes for other things, too. And it's hard work. And my hat's off to people who are politically active that way. I prefer to be a commentator, though, and be honest about where I stand and why I stand that way. But I'm also happy to listen to you. This is my first love, radio. I really love this. And I want to keep doing it. So AaronHartShow.com. Join my mailing list. I'll let you know where I'm next land. It's 6:42 in the afternoon. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Mario Solis Maric, and I'll be right back on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of Mario's show. Stand by for Progressive Traffic with Scott Boylan coming right up. Barack Obama on Monday, January 28th. According to the blogsters, and I have no reason to doubt them, quote, statement of Barack Obama, I strongly oppose retroactive immunity in the FISA bill. That would be the federal, it's like the investigative court that covers surveillance. I forget it, what the acronym means. Ever since 9/11, this administration has put forward a false choice between liberties we cherish and security we demand. The FISA court works. The separation of power works. We can trace, track down, take out the terrorists. He also noted that he supported Senator Dodd, Christopher Dodd of Connecticut's amendment to forego any kind of immunity for the telecoms who agreed with Bush and spied on us. Ugh. It's just so annoying. So I want to hear from you, whoever you are, 303-713-7600, as I fill in for Mario here. Yes, it disappoints me about Barack Obama. And it disappoints me mightily. But am I not going to vote for him? No. Am I not going to work for him? I don't know how much work I'm going to do. I don't know whether I'm the type. I started to give him money, you know, the little small bit of cash I was going to devote to this. But you know what? Because I've been a talk show host and a reporter off and on for the better part of my life, I just don't feel comfortable giving money to candidates. I don't. I really don't. It feels weird. I know it's my free speech and I have a perfect right to and everything else. But I feel like if I do that, then I can't beat up on him if I feel like I have to. And you know what? I'm not total lockstep. Wow, Obama on everything. Yeah, rocks. No. I mean, I agree with a lot of his interpretations of the Bible, certainly much more than I'll ever believe in Dr. Dobson's. Mine are more akin with our guest, and thank him for appearing, Senior Rabbi at Temple to Hersh Sinai, Rabbi Daniel Wiener, who I very much appreciate, who is a friend and my rabbi. And I just really believe that, and a colleague, I really believe that we have to change this country. And I do believe that absolutely Barack Obama is our best shot. I really believe that. I really do. In my soul, in my heart, in my brain, every other part of me. I just don't like John McCain's ideas. I don't like them. I don't want a third Bush term. I'm not going to call him, probably, although I laugh. I do laugh when Stephanie Miller, another progressive toast, calls him Grampy McSame. I'm even laughing as I say it. I laugh, okay? I'm capable of being pithy and arrogant. You know, I grew up, my favorite comedians are Chris Rock, Eddie Izzard, and the late, great, absolutely spectacular George Carlin. If I can't laugh at them, I can't hang with them. You know what I mean? And the reality is, all of them will fool you occasionally. All of them will lie to your face. You know? It just depends on what do you want, you know, a relatively great guy, or do you want a thumping mediocrity? And I'll leave you to figure out which one I think is the thumping mediocrity. I think it's George Bush. And frankly, I think McCain is very brave, but I also think he's mediocre. I don't forget things like Keating 5. I don't forget things like Silverado. I don't forget, I don't forget those kinds of taints that kind of creep around behind McCain's supporters. And Charlie Black was disgusting when he said, well, you know, let me play the terrorism card yet again. You know, I'm glad Obama's leading McCain by 5 points in Colorado. I'm glad Mark Udall is 48% to 38% over Bob Schaefer. I think that's absolutely great news for my home state. Hooray! There's hope for America if Colorado goes blue. There really is. And I know a lot of it's red. I know that. But you know what? I don't think being a purple state will be such a bad thing at all. 303-713-7600. And also, many of you have gotten in touch and joined the mailing list, too, today. I really appreciate it. At Erin@ErinHartShow.com. Keep it up. I'd love to hear from you and keep tabs of the website and contribute to it, too, because I really want to know what you think. I do. Colorado voters, by the way, are amazingly quirky. I've agreed with them and very much disagreed with them in my time and voted with the majority and against the majority, more often perhaps against it. But I really think we have a great shot this year to have one of the best years ever in our country in terms of an election, and I hope it's true. The thing that I find most heartening about hanging out in the political circles, like being a delegate, going to the district convention, I couldn't make the state one because of work, but I have to tell you, it is so heartening to see people 18 years old knocking on my door and asking for my vote. It is so great to know my nephew's going to vote for the first time. Yay! Go, Brennan! Is going to vote this year. I haven't even asked him specifically who he's going to vote for, although I have a feeling I know who it is. But you know what? I'm just excited. I'm excited that we can vote. I'm excited that people are excited. I'm excited that more people are coming to the process and more people who have less and less money are contributing to the process. That's the way our democracy should be. That's the way our constitutional republic should work, whether or not we agree with decisions that come down from the Supreme Court. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on Mario Solis's show. We'll be right back with more of your observations right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. It's Erin@ErinHartShow.com, right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.